Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to Seldy, Summit, Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, prosperous in all seasons in life and career. Be encouraged that wherever you are on your life and career journey, you can be prosperous. In 2015, I discovered an insight that increased my life and career to new levels of success and prosperity. We can have a life and career like the one described. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. It describes the outcome of a life and career available to everyone. Here are three steps in becoming the person described above. Consider who you listen to. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Secondly, follow the wisdom provided by God. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Psalm 1, verse 2. First, I tested this insight by observing the lives of those who practiced this principle and then began applying the insight to my life and career. The outcome for us is that meditating on God's word brings life and thriving. Being blessed, or prospering as the psalm calls it, is to be by the stream. This tree always has healthy leaves, puts out its fruit in season, because it is constantly drawing nourishment from the stream as God provides whatever we need when we submit to Him. Over 8 years ago, I see the value in practicing this thinking and living. You will be productive and producing, impacting your life and career journey. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Psalm 1, verse 3. I am seeing the results in the lives of leaders who apply this insight. It's rewarding to see them flourishing and prosper in their family, social, recreation, and work life. I encourage you, my friend, to make your vision to become the leader like a tree planted by rivers of water that yields fruit in season, and you will prosper in whatever you do. You are the happy person who delights in the teachings of the Lord. Others will say of you, indeed, she meditates on it. She ponders, murmurs his law day and night. We think of a person so enraptured by the teachings of the Lord that she goes about her daily task talking to herself about them. As you apply the principles, teach them to others as you go. You give them something that they and others will cherish forever. You have done many good things for me, Lord, just as you promised. I believe in your commands. Now teach me good judgment and knowledge. Psalm 119, verse 65 through 66. My friends, let that be us as we go. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.